Good morning, or good afternoon, I guess it is. It's afternoon. Good afternoon. It's a real privilege to be here with you at Philadelphia Bible Reformed Church. I bring you greetings from your sister PCA Church, Pilgrim Church, in the Maniac section of Philadelphia.
我带来那个 Pilgrim 奔天路人那个教会的问候。
My wife Mary is here with me today.
今天我的太太玛丽在我身边。
And I have been serving in Philadelphia for the past 48 years.
在过去的48年里，我都在费城附近服侍神。
I began with planting a church in South Philadelphia.
一开始我是在南费城做职堂的工作。
I'm a graduate of Westminster Seminary.
我是在西敏神学院毕业的。
And shortly after I began my ministry in South Philadelphia, I became a part of a pastor's prayer group in the city.
在我南费城的施工开始以后呢，我就在费城区会的那个牧师祷告团里服侍。
That was a group of African American pastors.
但是是一群黑人牧师。
And we gathered once a week to pray for God's work in the city.
每周都有一天，我们会在一起为神在费城的施工祷告。
I was the only one in the group that was not African American.
在那一群人里边呢，我是唯一的不是黑人的。
And the Lord laid it on our hearts, and back in 1969, to start a Christian day school in the city.
神呢，让我们有这个施工，就是在1969年，我们在城里呢，有一位开始了一个学校，圣经学校。
And that prayer group became the board of directors for that school.
这个祷告会的成员呢，也就是这个学校的董事会了。
And shortly thereafter, that group of pastors began to pray that God would raise up a new way of training pastors in the city.
那么后来呢，这一群牧师呢，就向神祷告，希望神呢有另外培养牧师，开辟另外一条路，就是培养牧师的一条路。
None of the pastors were college graduates.
那时候呢，那些牧师呢，都不是大学毕业。
And because they weren't, none of them had a college, had a seminary education either.
那么那些牧师呢，他不是大学毕业，所以呢，也没有神学院的学位。
So they thought that because I was a seminary graduate from Westminster, that somehow I could get Westminster Seminary to provide training for them in the city.
他们觉得呢，既然我是西敏神学院毕业的嘛，那我也许能够求西敏神学院开一条路，给这些牧师有一个培训的一条路。
They didn't realize that I was not a great seminary student.
他们不知道我在神学院不是个好学生。
And that Westminster was glad when I finally graduated. But they wouldn't let me say no. So finally I went to Westminster Seminary and asked them if they would consider providing some kind of training for these pastors in the city.
给这些牧师一些训练。
I was surprised when they said yes.
我很吃惊，因为那个新的神学院说可以。
And that became the beginning of what is today the Center for Urban Theological Studies in Philadelphia.
那也就是现在呢，在费城呢有一个城市牧师培训中心的那件事。
And I served for 26 years as the president of that institution before I went to Pilgrim Church as pastor.
那么在这个中心呢，我是做了27年的主任。
The Center for Urban Theological Studies is known throughout Philadelphia as CUTS, C-U-T-S.
这个名字呢叫CUTS，实际上是城市神学学习中心了。
And now, today there are over 1,200 graduates of that school in over 800 churches in Philadelphia.
从那里呢有1200个毕业生，在费城大概有800间教会。
It has become the leading African American training center in the city.
也是啊、城市里边啊、这些黑人牧师的一个培训的中心。
And it's been a very strategic place for the teaching of the Reformed faith in the city for African American churches.
这个从战略上考虑呢，这也是一个很好的让黑人教会能够走啊归正福音的一个一条一个方法。
And that's actually how I came to go to Wenzhou with David Chen to the new seminary that was started there.
这也是为什么我到温州去，就是陈公伟牧师，陈牧师在那里成立了一间啊、就是另一间那个神学院，这是我为什么去那里做。
He asked if I would go to be an advisor to him in the development of the curriculum there.
啊、他请我去，让我做一个顾问，就是他的那个学科的教科课程的顾问。
So for the past three years, soon to be four years, I have gone there for three weeks each year to teach.
那么在过去的四年里面呢，每年我都会到温州3个星期，在那里讲课。
And I will tell you more about that after the service.
那么这个服侍今天我们的敬拜结束以后，我会跟大家更多的分享。
But today our my sermon is coming from the book of Luke, chapter 15, verses 11 through 32.
今天我讲到呢，是从路加福音啊、路加福音那个15章11节到32节。
This passage is a passage that comes on the back of Jesus preaching the gospel throughout the land.
这也是啊。耶稣在全地呢，在讲天国的道理。
And Jesus had gotten a reputation for hanging out with the publicans and the sinners.
耶稣呢就有一个这个声誉，就是他会跟这个税吏和罪人在一起。
Not everybody was excited about that.
并不是所有人都很开心的。
Some Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered to themselves, "This man welcomes sinners and he eats with them."
有些巴利赛人和文士就私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
In our passage, God calls us to love others around us in the same way He has loved us.
今天这段经文在教导我们，他爱我们，我们也应该爱其他人。
And that he laid down his life that we might be called sons of God, heirs together with Christ.
他为我们舍命，所以我们成为神的儿女，成为神的后嗣。
In our passage today, we have displayed how one father unconditionally loved his two prodigal sons, both of them rebels.
那么今天这段经文呢，实际上在给我们讲一个父亲，他实际上有两个浪子。这两个浪子呢都被掳。
One leaving home to live wild life.
一个人离开了家，在外面胡混。
And the other staying at home, proud and self-righteous.
另外一个人呢，在家里但是很自傲，很自以为有意。
And this father loves both sons unconditionally.
但是呢，这位父亲无条件的爱这两位儿子。
What was the result of this love?
那么这个爱的结果是什么呢?
The end of verse, this passage in verses 1 through 10, it says, There is rejoicing in the presence of angels over one sinner who repents.
那么结果呢就在今天那个15章10节。一个罪人悔改在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。
Now this passage is commonly called the parable of the prodigal son, singular son.
那么今天呢，这段经文呢，一般大家都很喜欢说是浪子的比喻，只是指一个浪子。
But it would be better called the parable of the prodigal sons, plural.
应该呢是复数的，就是多位浪子的比喻。
But I believe it's best named the parable of the loving father.
但是呢，我是想说呢，最好的是今天呢是一个慈父的。
Now listen as I first read this passage in English before it's read in Mandarin.
请大家听，我先用英文读，我们再用中文。
Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear him. But the Pharisees and teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided the property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. And he had spent everything. There was a famine, severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to his field to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father, and I'll say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Just make me like one of your hired men.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his sons, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field, and when he came near his house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of his servants and asked him what was going on. 'Your brother has come,' he replied, 'and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound.' The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, 'Look, all these years I have been slaving for you and never disobeyed any of your orders. And yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours has squandered your property with prostitutes comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him.' 'My son,' the father said, 'you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and now is found.'"
路加福音十五章一节，众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。第七节，我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，叫比为99个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。第十一节，耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资产，既耗尽一切所有的，又遇见那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来，于是去投靠那地方的一个人。那人打发他到田里去喂猪，去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过了，就说，我父亲有多少故宫，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里说，到我父亲那里去向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个故宫吧。于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。 儿子说，父亲，我既得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把脚穿在他啊，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。他们就快乐起来。那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，就听见坐落跳舞的声音，便叫一个仆人来问是什么事。仆人说，你兄弟来了，因为你父亲因他无灾无病地回来，把肥牛犊宰了。大儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说，我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔叫我和朋友一同快乐，但你这儿子他昌自己吞进了你的财产，他一来你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。父亲对他说，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
This passage led me a number of years ago to reflect on the time when I left home to go on my own.
那这段经文呢，使我想起来啊，很久以前我从家里离开自己生活的时候。
I reflected on how I left home and what how my leaving impacted my parents.
那么我就回忆起我离开家对我父亲的影响，对我父母的影响。
I had grown up in a Christian family.
我在一个基督徒的家里长大。
I was the fourth of six children.
啊，在弟兄姐妹六个人里面，我排行第四。
And my parents were very diligent in teaching us the gospel.
我父母呢，在传给我们讲福音上很精心。
But I was the rebel son.
但是呢，我是个悖逆的儿子。
And I was very glad to leave home.
啊，离家那天呢，我是很开心的。
I wanted to get away from religious things, church things as far as I could get.
那时候呢，我想远离这宗教的东西，远离教会。
And I didn't hide that fact.
而且呢，我一点也不隐瞒。
And I never thought about how that impacted my father. I only cared about what I thought.
我从来呢不考虑对我父亲的影响，我只考虑我自己的感受。
But I know my leaving grieved my father because he knew that I was not walking with the Lord.
啊，我确实让我父母忧愁，因为我不是行在神的话语。
But I, from my perspective, I was free at last.
那么在那时候呢，我自己啊，总算自由了。
Nobody would know if I didn't go to church.
我如果不去教会，没有人会知道。
And so I just left with. The desire to find myself in the world and to seek the world's ways.
那么我就想接收世上世人的生活，就想在这个世上找到我自我。
Now I knew that my father would pray for me every day by name.
我知道我父母我父亲每天晚上用我的名会为我的名字向神祷告。
And that really bothered me.
那么确实呢，也对我有些影响。
In fact, I could predict what time of the day he would be praying for me, and I would be upset at that hour of the day because I knew he would be praying for me.
我知道哪天哪个时候他会为我祷告，那天那时候呢，我就会不很开心，因为知道他在祷告。
And I'm here to tell you today that the Lord, I got away from my parents, but I didn't get away from the Lord.
我告诉你们，我尽管离开了我的父母，但是呢，离开神是太难。
And the Lord pursued me as I went away to college.
神呢是一直在追寻。
And he found me and he changed me.
后来在大学里他找到了我，改变了。
But I know I brought much sorrow to my parents.
但是我知道呢，我给我父母带了很多伤心。
How did you leave home when you left home to go on your own?
那么你离开父母的时候，你是怎么想？
Maybe you're a young person who's contemplating your leaving and looking forward to that freedom that will come from being away from home.
也许你现在还很年轻，你在想哪天有朝一日你总会要离开家来，你会怎么想？
It's our privilege as a church to pray for you that God would go with you and God would pursue you if you're not yet a child of God.
那么是我们的祷告，我们为你祷告。如果你还不是属神的话，我们为你祷告，希望神呢要得到你。
This parable tells us about what happened in one household where a young son left home.
这个比喻呢，就是在告诉我，在一个家里，一个孩子离开家了，怎么发生？
He was very brash and he was very bold.
他是反，是很明显的。
He was one of two sons.
他是两个儿子之中的一个。
In fact, we're told he's the younger of the two.
他是个小儿子。
And he dares to go to his father and say, Father, give me my share of the inheritance now.
他竟然胆敢跑到他父亲前说，你现在把我应得的那一份给我吧，把你的产业分给我吧。
Now you know how this inheritance thing works, don't you?
你也知道这个产业，这个遗产是应该怎么工作的，是不是？
You don't get inheritance until the father has died.
你父亲不死，你不会得到遗产。
But this young man had the audacity to say, "I wish you were dead. I cannot wait for you to die."
这个年轻人胆子这么大，跑到他父亲前说：“我希望你死，我要得我的这个产业。”
That's like stabbing the father in the heart.
真是拿一把剑刺他父亲的心。
That had to break the father's heart.
真是一定会把他父亲的心给。
But we're told amazingly that the father did what he asked.
你看呢，也真稀奇，就这位父亲呢，还真就按照他要求的做了。
He divided his property into two parts, one for the older son, one for the younger son.
他就把他的产业呢一分为二，把那个一半给他的大儿子，就一半给了小儿子。
We often miss the fact that the older son got his inheritance then too.
那么我们有时候会注意，因为在那个时候，这个大儿子也就得了他的。
But he gets the inheritance, he packs his bags, and he leaves town.
那么这个小儿子呢，得到了这个产业以后呢，就把它收拾起来就离开了。
We're told in verse 13 that he set off for a distant country, and there he squandered his wealth in wild living.
那么第十三节就这么说。他往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资产。
We can tell from the verses that follow that he wasn't very wise with the wealth that he had.
那么从后面呢也看，这个人呢不很聪明。他有既然有资财，但是呢他一下就花光。
He must have bought a Ferrari and a fancy apartment and lived in a wild fashion in the city.
一定呢，到城里买了跑车，住了很高级的房子，花钱花光。
And wasn't very long before he ran out of money.
没有多日，他钱财就光了。
And he did it at a bad time. There was a recession in the country.
在那时候呢，又非常不好，那时候又有经济危机。
Actually, we're told that there was a severe famine in town.
那么当然在这上面说，那地方呢大遭饥荒。
There wasn't enough food for everybody to eat.
那么粮食不够吃。
So he had to do of all things, he had to find a job.
那么在那个时候呢，他要去找个工作。
And the only job that was available was feeding pigs on a farm.
那么在那个时候呢，就到田野中去养猪是唯一的一个工作了。
I don't know if you've ever been around pigs on a farm, but it's not the most pleasant place to be.
我不知道你去过养猪场，那不是个好地方。
And he began to smell like the pigs.
他跟那个猪的味道都差不多。
And he even filled his stomach with the food that they were feeding the pigs because he couldn't find any other food.
在那地方也没吃的，他就跟那个猪一起抢食。
No one would give him anything.
因为没有人给他吃的。
And then we're told in verse 17.That he finally came to his senses.
那么在十七节，告诉我们，and he, 他终于醒悟过来。
And he reflects on home.
他就想想他的家。
He said, "How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death."
他就想，我父亲有多少雇工啊？他们都口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死。
If only I could be back home right now.
真想现在就回家。
But he remembered also how he left home.
这时候呢，他又想起来他是怎么离开家。
And he knew that he had squandered his inheritance, and he was not a son worthy of such a father.
他也知道他已经把钱财花光了，他不再配做他父亲的。
So he begins to ask himself, well, how can I get back home? How can I go back home and find my way back into the house?
那他现在就在想，我怎么样才能回家？我怎么样才能够再次回到我的家里？
I don't think there was ever a speech that had more reflection than this speech that he was preparing to give to his father.
那么他给他父亲这段话，他将来要向他父亲说的那句话，他肯定想了很多很多。
Very simple speech, but very profound.
尽管是很简单，但是是意思很深的。
Verses 18 and 19 give us the speech.
那么那十九节，十八节、十九节就是这个他要跟他父亲所说的那段话。
Father, I know that I have sinned against heaven and against you.
父亲，我知道我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。
And then his petition, make me like one of your hired men.
这是他请求吧，他求父亲把我当作你的雇工吧。
Can I work for you?
我能不能为你工作？
I think he rehearsed that speech a lot as he walked home.
在他回家的路上，这句话他肯定是一遍一遍的在想啊。
Put yourself in his shoes. Well, how would you prepare yourself to say this to your father?
那么你如果在他那个境况里边，你会怎么样对你父亲说这句话？
You say, Lord, Father, don't take me back as a son. Take me back as a worker.
你会说，父亲呢，不再把我当成你的儿子吧，把我作为你的一个雇工吧。
Implicit in this, he said, Father, you are a good man who takes care of your workers. I want to be one of your workers.
那么其实就在说，父亲呢，你是个好人，你的雇工都有很多的好处，我就做你的雇工就好了。
So, and then we're told in verse 20, he got up and he went home to his father.
那么二十节就说，就告诉我们。于是呢，他就起来往他父亲啊。
The rebel son comes home.
这个悖逆的儿子回家了。
And this is one of the most amazing stories in the Bible.
在圣经里面，这一个非常奇特的故事。
As he goes home, he heads home to his father.
他在回家的路上，在。去他向他父亲见面的路上。
And he's saying this speech to himself over and over and over again as he heads home.
在路上呢，他也会把这段话一段一段的给他说。
And as he nears home, he was still a long ways off. His father sees him in the distance.
那么他慢慢的就走向家嘛，离家还蛮远的地方，他父亲看见他。
This is one of those places where you need to reflect on what was going on in the father's heart.
在这段呢，你就要想想他父亲的心里又是怎么想。
The father recognizes him from afar, we're told.
他父亲在很远很远的地方就看出他了，是吧？
That tells us that the father had been longing to see his son come back for a long time.
你知道这位父亲。是想见他儿子的面，想了很久很久。
With each person who appeared on the road at a distance, he would ask, "Is that my son coming home?"
那么在那个路上出现一个人，他就可能就会想，啊，这个是不是我的儿子？我儿子是不是回家了？
He had been longing his heart for the son to come back, and he knew that somehow, someday, this wild, unwise son would likely come home, and he longed to see him.
他一直都会在想，也许有一天，尽管这个儿子不聪明，
This is a powerful picture. He sees him at a distance, and we're told that he is filled with compassion for him. That word compassion is a powerful word. Compassion means his heart went out to his son and reached out to his son. I can only imagine this going on in his heart. He sees his son and his heart goes out to him. And he runs to his son. Notice that he runs to his son. He doesn't look for his son to run to him. He runs to the son. Now you put yourself into this situation. The father runs to his son, and we're told he throws his arms around him, and he hugs him, and he kisses him. Now, I don't know how you are, but I grew up in a home where we were not huggy. And whenever someone would hug us, we'd get stiff, you know, you'd get all stiff and, you know, hard to hug. Now, I know you don't do that. But I can imagine that his father's hugging him, and he's saying, No, I got something to say to you. You shouldn't hug me. I'm not huggable. And he tries to get his speech out. And the father keeps saying to him, "My son, you're my son." And the son says to the father, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." This is a picture of us when we first come to Jesus, don't you see? As we come to the Savior, we come with a deep, abiding sense of our own unworthiness. The last thing we can think of being called is Son of the Living God. But when we come in repentance and faith in Jesus Christ, the Father's arms wrap around us, and he hugs us, and he kisses us, and he calls us his daughters and sons. But the son says, "I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to be called your son." But the picture is the father keeps hugging him, won't let him out of his arms. And he keeps kissing him and saying, "My son was dead, but now he's alive." He was lost, but now has been found. And the son keeps trying to give his speech. But the father doesn't hear him. We're told in verse 22 and 23, the father says to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him."
父亲呢却吩咐仆人说快点把就最好的袍子拿出来给他穿
Put a ring on his fingers and sandals on his bare feet
把戒指戴他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上。
Go out to the livestock and find the best calf that there is in the flock and bring him here and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate.
然后呢，到那牲畜那里挑一个最好的啊，最好的肥牛犊来给他宰了。
In verse 24, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again.
那么二十四节这句话，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得了。
He was lost and now is found.
失而又得。
So they began to celebrate.
那他们就快乐起来。
Now you remember our passage began with Jesus saying that when one person repents and comes to faith in Jesus Christ, all the angels of God in heaven celebrate.
那我再讲第十节，我们说一个罪人悔改，在神的使者，在天使面前，也都是这样为他欢喜。
I can only imagine what those celebrations in heaven are as people come to faith in Christ on earth. Heaven celebrates to this very day.
那么我就在想，在天上，当一个罪人认罪悔改。接受耶稣基督吗？天上多么有多少为他欢喜快乐。
But our story isn't done with the beginning of the celebration.
那我们故事呢还没有结束，尽管欢喜快乐已经开始。
There's the older son.
那么这里有一个大儿子。
We're told in verse 25, the older son was out in the field working.
那么在二十五节告诉我们，大儿子在田野里工作。
And as he comes home from work at the end of a weary day, he hears the music and the dancing.
他忙碌了一天，他在回家的路上，哎，远远的看见家里会有音乐，会有跳舞，这怎么回事？
What's going on?
哎呀，这是什么事儿啊？这
There's never been a party around here.
在我们家里从来没有宴会的。
So as he gets close to home, he calls one of the servants and asks him, "What's going on?"
他走在回家的路上，他就问了一个仆人说：“哎，这是什么事呢？”
Then the message comes: Your brother has come home.
那仆人说呢：“你兄弟回家了。”
And not only that, but your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him home back safe and sound.
不仅仅这样，你父亲把这个肥牛犊给宰了，因为你弟。你兄弟是无灾无病平平安安的回来的。
And we read in verse 28 the brother's response.
在二十八节呢，我们就看见这个大儿子的回应。
The older brother became angry and he refused to go into the party.
大儿子却生气不肯进去。
I think he was fuming.
他肯定是很生气。
This is unbelievable.
他肯定不肯相信这件事。
And we see his response as we go on in the passage.
那么你继续，我们继续来看他的回应。
See, the father doesn't just love the younger son who is lost and now has come home and is found.
他父亲不仅仅爱这位小儿子，他因为回家了，他是失而复得的。
But he also loves the older self-righteous prodigal son too.
他一直在爱着这位自以为有义的大儿子。
When the son refuses to go into the house, the father goes outside to see him.
既然这个大儿子生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。
In fact, we're told that he went out to see the older son and he pleaded with him to come in.
他出来再劝他。
And the older son in verse 29 says to his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you, and I've never disobeyed your orders."
那么在二十九节，这个大儿子跟父亲说：“我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背过你的命令。”
Yet you never gave me even a young goat, let alone a calf, so I could celebrate with my friends.
你从来没有给过。我一直山羊羔啊，还不用说一个肥牛犊了。
And I think
让我和我朋友一起快乐。
I think he had some pretty choice words to say to his father that day that are not recorded.
那在这里面呢，可能他有些其他的话给他父亲说，那可能没记下。
Now notice the language in verse 30. It's very interesting. You read the language. He says to his father, you can hear him. You can hear the the anger in his voice as he says these words.
请大家注意第三节这个口气啊，他肯定是很生气，而且说了很多的坏话。
He doesn't say, notice, he doesn't say, my brother who has squandered your property. He doesn't say that.
注意他没有说，我的兄弟把你的财产给花光了。
He says, this son of yours has squandered your property with prostitutes and come home.
他是在说，你这个儿子和妓女一起吞进了你的产业，现在他回来了。This
young man couldn't find the words to say, my brother has come home.
这个年轻人他都不能说是我兄弟回来。
He says, this despicable son of yours,
这个可恶的你的这个可恶的儿子回来，who
should not contaminate the door of our house with his feet.
他回来就把我们这个家的这个房门都弄脏了。And
you welcome this bum home.
你让这个要饭的人讨饭的人。
And now notice what the father says in verse 31. He says, my son,
他说，儿啊,
you are always with me, and everything I have is yours.
你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。
Now, remember I told you that when he... The younger son asked for his inheritance, the father divided it and gave it to both of them.
请记住，当最开始的时候，这小儿子说要产业的时候，他父亲实际上把这个产业已经分开了。So
the son now had the farm.
那个大儿子呢，实际上这个庄园实际上是这个大儿子。And
the father lived as a guest in his son's house, was the real reality.
事实上呢，他父亲实际上是住在。 他儿子的地方，作为他儿子的客人住在那里。The
only reason the son didn't have a party is the son didn't want to spend the money.
那么他这个大儿子没有宴会，是因为这个大儿子不愿意花钱的。It
was his.
又是他的呀。But
he hadn't done it.
但是他没有做。Because
he did not have a grateful heart.
因为他没有。He
was proud and arrogant and self-righteous.
他很自傲，很自以为有。
Notice verse 32, he says, my son, we had to celebrate and be glad because, notice the words now that he says, this brother of yours was dead and is alive.
那么父亲呢，也这么说了，说我们是应当理所应当欢喜快乐的，因为你这个兄弟，注意说你的兄弟回来了。This
brother of yours was lost. And now is found. Now, that's a powerful, powerful story. And what the point of all this is that we, you and I, are sons who've been welcomed home to God. Daughters who've been welcomed into the house of the Father. And the Lord, as we come, the Lord comes to each one of us and embraces us and hugs us and kisses us and welcomes us home.
上帝来到我们每一个人面前，拥抱我们，和我们亲嘴，欢迎我们每一个人回到天家。
You and I are called by God to love others as God has loved us.
神要求我们要互相相爱，因为神相爱。
I don't know how often you reflect on exactly just how the Father has loved you.
我不知道你怎么在想，这个天父是怎么在爱你。
That God has met us as needy sinners, every one of us.
That
We often come to church dressed in our best.
我们经常呢到教会来，穿着是比较好。
And we cover over our neediness.
然后呢，我们把我们都有需求、都有罪的性呢给盖住。
The church is the only organization in all of the world where the qualification for being a member is to be a needy sinner.
然后呢，教会呢是，你对任何人的需要求呢，就是你是罪人，你就可以进来。
Paul confessed that he was the least of all the sinners. He was the sinner above sinners.
保罗就向神信仰告白，就是表白，就是他是最终的罪魁呀。
God had yet nevertheless welcomed him home.
但是神也欢迎保罗进入天家。
It's not an accident that some of the greatest people of God in the scriptures were notorious murderers.
那么你回想在圣经里面也有一些杀人犯也能得神的喜悦。
Moses was a murderer.
摩西杀过人。
David was a murderer.
大卫也杀过人。
Paul was a murderer.
保罗也杀过人。
And yet today they are royal sons of the living God.
那么今天呢，他是永生神的儿女啊。
Not because of anything that they had done.
不是因为他们做了什么事。
But because of what Jesus had done in their place on the cross.
是因为耶稣在十字架上为他们所做。
Jesus paid it all.
耶稣把这一切都付掉。
Sin has lost its guilty stain and washed us white as snow.
神啊，罪的污垢就给除去了，我们就像白雪一样洁白。
In conclusion, a couple of verses from the end of Ephesians chapter 4. You're familiar with this passage.
那么结束的时候，我想用以弗所书二章来结束。
Chapter Ephesians 4, verses 31 and 32.
以弗所书四章三十二节。
Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, along with every form of malice, and be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
以弗所书四章三十一节，一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、诽谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
And then verses 1 and 2 of chapter 5. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
同样的，下面五章一节，所以你们应该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献给神。
Jesus mingled with the sinners in the public square.
耶稣和罪人在公众场所里一起。
And we are called with Jesus to go to the public square and mingle with the sinners.
耶稣也在呼召我们到公众场所里和罪人在一起。
And call them to Christ who alone can forgive and who alone can save.
我们向他们传福音，要他们。
And then welcome them into the family of God. And be the arms of Jesus to embrace them with the love of God. And to give them the kiss of redemption. And to say to them, welcome home. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for our salvation in Jesus.
天父, 感谢你在耶稣里面的救恩。
We thank you that you met us in our hour of greatest need.
我们知道我们是在最需求你的时候你临到了。
When we were broken by sin,
我们在罪的捆绑迫使。
None of us can hide from you.
我们但是我们不可能向你隐藏。
You know each and every one of us in our thoughts and our intentions and our desires.
你知道我们所想的，我们所求的。
Nothing is hid from your eyes.
没有任何东西可能躲过你的。
And yet knowing us full well,
但是你知道我。
You've nevertheless chosen in Christ to save us.
你还是选择了耶稣基督来拯救。
To make us your daughters and sons, heirs in Christ.
使得我们成为你的儿女，在耶稣基督里一同成为后嗣。
And you have welcomed us home.
你欢迎我们回家。
Lord, make us a welcoming people like you have welcomed us.
主啊，就使用我们，让我们也成为一个欢迎别人的人。
Please do this for the honor and praise of your glory alone.
在这里。都是一切都是为了你的荣耀而行。
And this we pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
在耶稣奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。